Hey, everybody, it's Bear from the All About Nothing podcast. Make sure to mark your calendars. The 10th Masters of Putt-Putt tees off Friday, August 22nd at Frankie's Fun Park from 6:30 to 8:15. Teams of three or more dressed in themed outfits. They will battle for glory and prizes. Register your team by August 21st and don't be late. Putting starts at 6:45 sharp. Check out everplaysocial.com for more details. Everplay Social's 10th Masters of Putt-Putt. Again, August 22nd. At Frankie's Fun Park in Columbia. Hey, everybody, Barrett from the All About Nothing podcast. Look, one of the things we love to do is shout out small businesses doing cool things, and ZJZ Designs is one of them. They make these awesome seasonal and themed t-shirts, and they're not just eye-catching, they're high quality. I've ordered a few, and they've held up in the wash after wash. Plus, it feels good knowing I'm supporting a creative shop, not just feeding the Amazon machine. So if you want something fresh, funny, and made with a little extra heart, hit up ZJZDesigns.com. You'll definitely find something there to love. ZJZDesigns.com. Check them out.
The All About Nothing podcast may have language and content
that isn't appropriate for some.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, Nothingers, to the All About Nothing podcast. This is a special episode, bonus episode 139. I am Barrett Gruber, joined by Mr. Alex Avenger, who is, of course, the owner and operator of Everplay Sports and Social League. Alex is here this week because he has announced the Fall 2025 League, and we're going to talk about that here in just a second. If you could, please make sure to subscribe, share the show. That's how we get new listeners. Also, please consider supporting the show financially by visiting theallaboutnothing.com and becoming an official Nothing. Members are going to have access to exclusive content as well as bonus content. You also get to hear the episodes early. We'll talk more about that here at the end of the show. If you can't do that, please give us a 5-star review, a like, and follow us across social media. You can find links at theallaboutnothing.com. Welcome, Alex. Thank you for being here with me because we've tried to put this together a few times, and this summer the rain just is not playing in our favor.
That's right, man. I appreciate you having me on the All About Nothing podcast. We've done this a couple times now, and we look forward to continue our partnership with you guys. Y'all do great work. You do great work.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, the summer in Columbia weather, my man. And we're out here at T.S. Martin today for some softball and kind of just keeping an eye on things the best we can. The one thing about this industry and just in general, you can't control the weather.
No. I mean,
if we could, then it would be amazing.
I was going to say, if I could choose a superpower specifically to help you out, I would choose like Storm's ability to control the weather, and I would just make it not rain during games. After games, sure. No, I'd never have to water again, you know. It's like you said, it's summer in Columbia, South Carolina. We were going to call balls and strikes. We were going to call the play-by-play for a game last week that unfortunately you called and canceled the minute I drove into the parking lot. So for those of you, that's right. For anybody watching this and has concerns about my driving ability, I did park in the middle of the parking lot where cars would have had to have gone around me in order to find parking spaces. But Alex did climb into the 20-year-old Honda Element, and I assume you have not got any sort of what's the bacterial disease that you're. He didn't get any of that, so he's safe. He's still clean. That's right. So we are here to talk about the Everplay Sports and Social Fall 2025 League information. Registration is open now through August 21st so that you can avoid any late fees, also getting that dreaded white shirt. EverplaySocial.com. You also have a fall kickoff party. This is going to be Thursday, September the 4th. From 6 to 8. Where is that going to be held this year?
That is going to be back at Jay's Corner. We've done it there for the past year, and we love our partnership with Dom. Plenty of space. They always look after us, take care of us, and we've gotten some great feedback from the players, and it seems like it just continues to grow. You know, not only with a great space and a good good service, good deals, because we're always about deals, right? And
that's right.
You know, we get a lot of things, a lot of cool things from our big sponsors. It's now Southern Crown Partners over there off Shop Road. They bought out KW Beverages, but it's just still Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch. So they hook us up with a lot of cool things. We hope everyone can make it out, and you have a very good chance of walking away from that kickoff party with some cool merch.
Yeah, in fact, KW Beverages was a friend of mine, worked there for a long time, and he, the first keg tap that I ever got was one that was pulled off of the back of a KW Beverage delivery van. And I still have that tap. I think that over the course of the last 25 years, it's been used twice and has not seen the light of day in probably 20 years. I'm not even certain it still works. Probably does. But it is a relic, of course, now that KW is no longer KW and that they are the new brand is Crown Royal.
Southern Crown Partners, which is
Southern Crown Partners.
Close. But that is kind of cool.
I'm gonna always screw that up.
It's cool that you have that.
Yeah, it was an interesting thing. I had a friend that worked for him, and we were having a party at the house back in like 2003, and we had picked up a keg, and it was the first keg I'd ever bought. We picked up a little pony keg that was easy enough to lift, and he came to the party, and it just happened that we didn't know we needed a tap, because I think even when I ordered it from Greens, they're like, you need a tap. And I said, no, we'll take care of it at the house. Didn't have any idea what a tap was and had no idea that I needed it. And fortunately, my friend did have one, and, we were able to take advantage of that. So what was crazy was that little pony keg was too big to fit in any of the ice chests that I had. So I took, I had to take an old dog bathing pool, and basically we filled it with ice, and it worked. Just for anybody that ever gets a keg or rents a keg or buys a keg, it is, even a pony keg is a lot of beer. And, we did not finish that thing off in that party. And there were probably 15, 20 people that were drinking from it, and we didn't finish it off. So let's talk about the season. First league games that start is going to be on September 7th at T.S. Martin. It's going to be your Sunday mush ball softball. This is one that's been going on for many seasons. I played in the Sunday mush softball way back in like 2019, I think, but that was over at Pacific Park. So what are some of the what is it about T.S. Martin that makes it the site that you all continue to go back to for the Sunday and Monday mush softball games?
Yeah, so the Sunday softball, which we call it mesh ball now, it's been mesh ball ever since I've been around, and that was actually one of the first leagues that I worked as a staff member. Was it was kind of like an initiation, because you know Sundays are tough. That's your day to kind of relax and you know, do certain things that you're not able to do during the week and whatnot. So you had to be a little flexible, you know, when you're a young new hire. But we moved over here to T.S. Martin, and that's currently where I'm sitting, because we have Monday softball this afternoon. Knock on wood. And if you see anything behind me, just let me know. And I'll have to check real quick, but we moved over here. This will be our second season over here for our Sunday softball league. It's two nice big fields. City of Columbia keeps up with very well. New fencing, open facilities for restrooms for males and females. It's just a nice park. Not saying that Pacific wasn't. City of Columbia keeps up with that very well too. It's just a change of scenery for the players that have played with us for many, many years, you know, that aren't retiring like yourself, that are, you know, just changing it up. We're talking about the Sunday softball, and we'll be over here for Mondays in the fall as well. And that's the mesh ball as well. But we are still playing at Pacific. We're actually moving our hardball, our hardball on Wednesdays from Seven Oaks to Pacific to be closer in town. We understand a lot of our participants are here in town folks that work. So getting on 26 in the middle of the week after five is a little bit more difficult. We've enjoyed our time out there this season. ICRC keeps up with our fields very well too. So we're moving over to Pacific for that league this fall. And it actually, like I told you, when we tried to call a game out there before we got rained out, Pacific's a little shorter, so there might be a little bit more opportunities for over the fence home runs, right? So
yeah.
That gives the players a little bit of a different feeling. Man, I just hit a home run over the fence, not in the park with seven airs. No, over the fence home run.
Yeah.
So it's given us a little bit of a different change of scenery for bringing back the hardball league that we're looking forward to bringing back for the second consecutive season. We haven't had it, and that was one of the initiation leagues that I worked back in the day as well, that we just took some time off from, and we're excited to bring it back and run it again this fall. But yeah, to answer your question,
I gotta admit,
change the scenery.
Yeah, I've never been one to hit a ball over the fence. That T.S. Martin but Pacific Park is definitely one that I hit the fence. Or, you know, I rolled it to the fence, but, that was just because I was a poor outfielder and they'd get past me. No, I'm kidding. I had a few good hits. My thing was, and I know we've joked about this before, but like one of my biggest issues with the mush ball was like, so it's Don always described it as being a safety ball, that if you got hit or you got, it bounced off of you, that it wouldn't be quite the same. And I told him, I said, that is a load of BS. That thing is going to hurt just the same as, if it comes off of somebody's bat at a decent speed, it's going to hurt the same. And I said, but that's why you have a glove. You protect yourself with the glove. I acknowledge that I considered those balls to be the low distance balls that you couldn't, that unless you just had unbelievable bat speed, that ball was going to stay inside the park. And I always joked, I was like, Don, you're just trying to save money. You don't want to replace balls, but he never admitted that. And I had to let it go because I noticed that his strike zone kept getting bigger and bigger when I was up to bat. And I don't know if that's because that was the message that he was putting out there to all of the other umpires, but that was what I got. I think T.S. Martin is a great park, and it like you said, you can see it behind you. The new fencing looks great. The field is well maintained. City of Columbia does a fantastic job of maintaining those fields, and it's really to the benefit of the league that it's an available park to play. I think that's terrific. This is several seasons now, Monday Pickleball at the Casey Pickleball Complex. What was it about pickleball that piqued your interest enough to start a league? I mean, were there players that were out there asking for this? Like, were you playing pickleball? Was this something that just sort of happened? How did pickleball become part of the EverPlay Sports and Social Leagues, one of the team leagues?
Yeah, so obviously pickleball grew a ton during COVID. It was like me and you had talked about disc golf, right? You have a cheap set of paddles with a couple balls off Amazon, $30. Go find a court. Doesn't even have to be a tennis court. You can convert it into a pickleball court with a piece of chalk and play for as long as you want, right? So I got into playing a little bit. I'm in a big group, a big social and sport industry group that started leagues and got great feedback. It was in my head already to start this pickleball league. And now this summer was 2 years of it running for all four consecutive seasons, like we do all of our other sports leagues. So first is, all right, would we have some interest in running a pickleball league? Yes. And also pickleball unlike a lot of our other sports, gives a wider range of age, which is great, you know. So I love that idea that anybody could come out, obviously over 21, to play in this league, physically play in the league, and not be in a bed, you know, the next day or for a week after playing. Because
speak for yourself. Speak for yourself, sir.
So, you know, you got to, there's a lot of different variables. You got to find a place to play that will allow you to run your league there on a, you know, consistent basis. You know, so going around, explaining what EverPlay is and what we're about, giving them, you know, 7 weeks from a 6 to 8 time frame to play on their courts, to where they have to turn away some people that might, you know, come there. So I found Casey Tennis and Fitness Center, which is in a good spot where we, a lot of our participants play, a lot of our leagues happen over in this side of town, and sat with a tennis pro who looks over their facilities, and we started over there and played over there. Well, pretty much every single season, but besides this current season and our first season over the, at the new facility was in the spring. So still Lexington County, they had this great idea. The tennis facility was awesome, but again, it was tennis courts. They converted them into pickleball courts. How legit the measurements were, I don't know. It was good enough for what we want to do. All our leagues are social, right, recreational. So, you know, if they're off by an inch and really bugs somebody, they probably should go, you know, on tour or something, or get into pickleball designing. But so we moved over to the Casey Pickleball facility. Like I said, this would be our third season this fall. It is awesome. It is legit pickleball lighting, whatever that means, versus tennis lighting. They got it. And they have a ton of space, 18 courts that they have over there. We basically split our times to allow still the players that aren't playing in our league to go over there and get lessons, go over and play after work. Because maybe they can't commit to a 7-week season, right? So they still want to go play one random Monday afternoon. And so I don't take up the whole courts. I work with the people. We make it work. Cut it into 2 time frames, 2 game times, play from 6:30 to 8:30. You know, if we have 20 teams, got 10 courts, there's still 8 available for pickup or sessions. So we love it over there. If you haven't checked it out, go definitely swing by. I think it's just a couple bucks to go over there and play pickup. But again, you know, for us joining the league, you're playing different skill levels. You're playing different age groups. You're getting games that are structured, you know, that count towards some sort of standings. Again, we do no cash prizes. Wish I would have brought one over. Champ Cups, little solo Champ Cups, EverPlay Champ. Get a ring pop to show off, a gift card to our social, our restaurants, whether it's Jay's Corner or Village Idiot, to go out as a team and celebrate. We throw you on social media, give you a shout out, and then move down our list of other champions for the season. So pickleball is growing. It's still growing. It's amazing.
It's the thrill of the win. It's the thrill of the win, you know, but it's also, again, same with all of the leagues. It's a unique league of sports for adults that for the most part, everybody gets along really well. You find and make new friends that you wind up becoming attached to. And you know, like I said, I've told you before that there are friends that I have made that I consider now to be family. Like Brandon McDowell, who played kickball and bowling and softball. Like Brandon played with me after COVID, and absolutely, he's one of my brothers now. And you know, he moved to Dallas, and we're talking about how am I going to get out to Dallas to visit him to go watch a Cowboys game or go to watch a game where a team is playing against the Cowboys? Because never in my life will I ever root for the Cowboys.
That's
the kind of relationships.
We actually went to Atlanta, and I wore a Matt Ryan jersey, and I'm a Panther fan, but I'm not rooting for the Cowboys, brother. I don't care who they're playing.
Exactly.
So we had a lot of fun, and that stadium's awesome. I'll let you move on. I just had one. So you're talking about meeting friendships and meeting new people. And hey, Barrett, you might not even know what the kitchen is, but you're about to find out if you sign up for a pickleball league, and you're going to stay out of it.
You're right. Yeah, so, I'm supposed to stay out of the kitchen.
Game. You know, you're whether you have any sort of concept of what pickleball is, or are wanting to go and just figure it out and play, and learn something new. You know, we have all kinds of different players, so you don't have to have any, and this goes with all the leagues, you don't have to have any sort of background experience playing any of the sports leagues that we're offering. It is a great way to go out, stay at the games are very short, stay active, and meet new people that you might connect with for many, many years. You know, and who knows, he may fly you down there. You might just have to pick up the tickets, which might even out somewhere in there.
See, you're speaking my language. Brandon, you heard him. I need you to cover the tickets of me flying out there to Dallas. That's what I need. Well, I know we're short on time, so let's get through all of the available leagues for the fall 2025 season. And this is kind of the 10-year anniversary season, right? I mean, it started like in 2015.
We actually celebrated our 10 years.
That's true.
We ran one league in 2014. It was a dodgeball and winter. So it started in 2014, carried over into 2015. So 2015 was our first full season. But I like to say that, you know, and I wasn't around then, but for the, you know, for the two guys, Tyler and Don, who started it, you know, that gives them, you know, the respect that they deserve for starting it in 2014. So we celebrated it last year with a throwback and 10-year anniversary shirts and stuff. But we're in year 11, man, and I'm almost at year 10 for myself being involved with EverPlay. So it's kind of crazy how time goes and flies by.
XI is still a big deal too, you know. Super Bowl was 11, and I'm sure that the teams that played were outstanding, and it was a very fun game to watch. All right. So getting through the list, Monday pickleball, I'm going to start over from the beginning. So Sunday and Monday, you got Mush Ball Softball at T.S. Martin. That's going to start September 7th. Monday, September 8th is going to be the Monday League. Then you've got Monday Pickleball, Casey Pickleball Complex. That's starting on September the 8th. Monday Turf Soccer at Recreation Arena on September the 8th is going to be when that starts as well. Monday Indoor Volleyball, as well as Tuesday Indoor Volleyball. It's two different leagues, both at Tri-Center Leisure Center on September 8th is going to be the start of the Indoor Volleyball League on Mondays, and then September 9th on the Tuesday. Going to have another season, Tuesday Bowling Lucky Strikes. Is this going to be a 10-week season, or is this going to be a 7-week season?
We're running it back with a 10-week season. For what I've picked up from our bowlers, a lot of them just bowl with us and they don't like breaks. For these other folks that are doing a little bit more physical activity, you know, soccer, kickball, having that month off to kind of regroup, they like it. I love it. Bowling runs itself for the most part, and they do not like having those weeks. It would, you know, some of these bowling leagues, Anchor Lanes or Royal Z, like their league plays are like almost the whole year on weekly basis, and it's like that's a lot of bowling, and from what I picked up, they just want to keep going and going. So the 10-week season, I mean, it's $120 for a 10-week season. It's $12 a day. You're gonna go spend that regardless, and that gets you shoes. Most people do bring their own, and it covers, you know, the ball fee too. So but mostly just the shoes fee. I mean, you're getting three consecutive games for 9 weeks of regular season. Then I try to make every single team at least make some sort of bracket to play at least one more week, one more game, because I just think that's the right thing to do. And people love their bowling.
Yeah, And then Tuesday, sand volleyball at Pollywogs. Tuesday, same team pitch kickball at M Avenue. Then we can move to Wednesdays, starting September 10th, Wednesday kickball at M Avenue, Wednesday cornhole at Jay's Corner, Wednesday soccer at B Avenue in Bray Park. I assume they'll have, you'll have games split between those depending on number of teams that sign up and such. Goodness, I don't know if you can hear the thunder behind me, but it's pretty intense.
I do hear that. I keep thinking it's above my head, and we're in the clear so far. So
for those of you listening at home, if you don't hear it, it's because I did my job as an audio engineer. We mentioned it before, Wednesday hardball softball at Pacific Park, Thursday sand volleyball again at Pollywogs. That's starting September 11th, and then Thursday kickball will round out the week over at M Avenue and B Avenue. That'll be on September 11th. That start, and again, the fall kickoff party is Thursday, September 4th, from 6 to 8. I heard it. Either that or that was wind. September 4th, from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, there will be raffles for giveaways. This, again, is going to be at Jay's Corner, sponsored by Southern Crown. Southern Crown Partners. Before I let you go, because I know you've got stuff that you got to do, there are a number of partners that you have added to the sponsors of EverPlay, and if you have just a minute, just what was the inspiration behind going out and finding partners for the league? To was it just to help burden some of the cost, or was this legit? Like because what I see is you're partnering with people that are, some of them are small businesses here in Columbia, and you know, like at bowling, we had a guy come out from one of the sponsors and started and was able to do like massages.
Yeah, so we it was just something that we needed to kind of grow. Like I said, speaking to a lot of other sports and social leagues, you know, they have certain things, certain services that. You know, if, when you sign up, you register, you're paying a fee, right? $55. I'm just using that for round numbers. You're signing up $55 and you're going to get an EverPlay t-shirt and you're going to get 7 scheduled games, right? That's what people just think that they're getting. But offering different services, partnerships, whether it's Stretch Zone, Scott with Stretch Zone is who you're speaking of. He has come to a lot of our different. He tries to make at least every single one per season, but him being a solo business owner for 3 locations, I believe he has one in Lexington off Rosewood, and then he is actually in Sumter, so he runs his one in Sumter too. He gets busy, so he either comes or he sends somebody. We set up a tent. He gives free tees or stretches. Gives them a card. Hey, wear your EverPlay shirt. And you get a discount on X amount of stretches at the Rosewood location. So that gives the players a service on top of, you know, getting the shirt and playing in the leagues. Just like if they wear their EverPlay t-shirt and go to Jay's Corner, they're going to get $7 pitchers of Bud Light and Ultra, and then $6 apps if you're wearing your shirt. Now, this is whenever they're operating. It doesn't even need to be on a league day. They're not going to check and see if you're registered. If you have an EverPlay shirt from 2014, that's pretty awesome. You would go in there and they would honor that deal, the EverPlay and Jay's Corner deal that I arranged with their management. Just same thing with Bill Gidiot and Olympia. For this instance, it would be Wednesday hardball, or you go on there on a Monday after playing out here at T.S. Martin, wear your EverPlay shirt. You're going to get $18. They're going to cost $18 for a one topping pizza and a pitcher of Bud Light, which is a pretty good deal. And that is just when you wear your EverPlay shirt. They'll go in there and they'll honor it. So those are just the restaurants and the bars that we have. And we're always looking to add, you know, if it makes sense for us as an organization and, you know, and the restaurant and the bar industry, then I'm open to speaking and trying to work something out. Melissa photography, she, this is her first full season with us. She comes out, takes, you know, for those of you that don't know, we take team pictures, after each game. And that's something as a staff that we do. We take team pictures. I go and post it on our social media at the end of the night. People love seeing their faces, people doing silly things. But for Melissa, for her to come out and take action shots of the players is something on top of what, you know, what these players know that we do with taking team pictures. And it used to just be me or the staff with their iPhone taking some pictures that, you know, still might be okay, but not anything like what equipment she has and can provide. So she's been awesome, comes out, tries to make it to each league at least once. And she's been on top of it on a weekly basis, uploads them, you know, to her page where it's in our homepage on Instagram where they can go and click and we try to post as many as we can. But she takes a lot. I mean, she takes over, you know, 50, 60 pictures, usually out at the field. So it's a lot to, I think that's cool that she has that link. She uploads it. Players that see her or when we announce it can go and look and pick which ones they want to frame and sign for their niece or nephew or whoever it may be.
Yeah.
So just little things like that. We've had some other people reach out, some other businesses. Like I said, I'm open to listening. And if it makes sense for us and you, just like our partnership, it's something that we've joked around and messed around for years and years. And I'm glad that we finally have the time to do it, because it's very busy between your podcast that you do on a weekly basis and then our leagues on a weekly basis. It's hard to find this time to sit down to do this 30-minute conversation or when we want to go call another game. I think that's just another cool thing that gives you a lot of content that you could use in many, many ways, but also it helps me, you know, to kind of sit down and go over certain things that I can't speak to 7,000 participants a year that I might want to, you know, say something specific or get it out to them. And I actually have another deal with Jay's Corner that's going to go in effect actually our kickoff night, September 4th. That's a new deal with a new food beverage that they'll offer to just the Ever players. And we'll announce that to give everybody enough time to hopefully make it over there for the party, but obviously to take advantage of it in the fall season too.
Yeah. Well, Alex, kudos to you, because you've taken something that was really good and really fun and just absolutely enjoyable for everybody that participated in it. And you have absolutely turned it into something that is even better than what it was before. And like I said, Don and Jay and Tyler did a really great job of running this league when they were partners in it. But you obviously have taken it and just excelled with it. And it's one of those things that you talk to anybody about, like picking up my Walmart groceries just 2 weeks ago. I wasn't even wearing one of your shirts, but I for some reason, and you can ask me about it later, but for some reason I had one of your kickballs in the back of my car. And the guy asked me, he was like, "Is that a kickball?" And I was like, "Yeah." He said, "Ever play?" And I said, "Yeah." He said, "Do you play kickball with them?" I said, "I retired from kickball, but I bowl with them still." "Oh, I didn't know they had bowling." I said, "Go check it out, everplaysocial.com. You can sign up. Their league signs up. They're going to be making the announcements for the fall leagues." Like I said, this was just 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I could probably come up with 5 or 10 anecdotes of that same situation over the course of the last year where someone has recognized the logo and asked, you know, and I told them they're signing up for leagues in a month and a half. So, you know, go check out everplaysocial.com, and I'll keep saying it. It's easy. It rolls off the tongue. It's very easy.
Yeah.
But Alex, I know you've got, oh yeah, of course. My commission rate is only 10%. So, listen, I know you got stuff you got to do. I know I can hear the thunder behind you. You can hear the thunder behind me. Obviously, tonight was not going to be a great night for trying to do a play-by-play. I'm glad we planned it out well enough. But I'll just say this, go check the show notes. You can get links to their Facebook, EverPlay Socials, Instagram, as well as link to the website, everplaysocial.com. You can go there. Again, leagues are signing up now for the fall, from everything from softball and pickleball to volleyball, indoor, sand, bowling. Just go check out everplaysocial.com because there is, like I said, new league signs up for the fall. Registration ends August 21st for the normal season, and you want to do that before August 21st because you want the t-shirt that matches the rest of your team. You can sign up as an individual and become a free agent. In Alex's software will put you on a team appropriate for you to join that needs a potential member. So you can join either as an individual or you can join as a team. And send invites to all the people that you want on your team. So if you're bowling, you want a team of six. You absolutely want a team of six because we have had several weeks in a row now where we've only had four people show up. And thankfully, we had four. So just, you know, it's a fantastic league. I encourage everybody to find something that you'd enjoy doing, having pickleball on there. I am giving some consideration to potentially maybe doing Thursday volleyball. So we'll see. I played volleyball back in the day. I was pretty good at it. I think I could be good at it again. So we'll see.
Yeah, man. Like I said, I appreciate our friendship. Appreciate you taking the time. You're one of the first people I've met in the leagues when I was a ref for Thursday kickball. And of course, probably filled in and had to. I may have been one of the ones that Don said, hey, you got to widen this. The strike zone on this guy.
Well, that is going to do it. Links to all of our past episodes, podcast platforms, merchandise, and social media are available at our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com. And if you think our financial model of giving away free content and entertainment is silly and you're in the giving mood, why not become an official Nothinger? Support the show. Members get early access to this episode as well as exclusive content. You can visit members.theallaboutnothing.com or you can find a link on our webpage. You can also give a one-time donation through the same link. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can call and leave us a message, 803-672-0533. Or you can email the show at theallaboutnothing.com. You can also join our Discord server. Links are found on our webpage. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening, watching. We'll be back next week. Everybody stay safe, be kind, and
keep your hands to yourself, please.
The All About Nothing podcast is a product of Big Media and produced and engineered by me, Barrett Gruber. Thanks to Cake for our intro music, Sick of You. You can follow everything Cake the band at cakemusic.com. Thanks to Muff the producer for our outro music. You can follow Muff on Instagram at Muff the producer. You can follow me across social media by visiting Linktree/Barrett Gruber. And you can follow Zach King on Linktree/AANZach. Want to support the show? Visit our webpage, theallaboutnothing.com, and become a member. There are several tiers available that give you early access to episodes as well as exclusive content. To find links to our social media, podcast platforms, and merchandise to support the show, as well as past episodes, visit theallaboutnothing.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show, you can email theshow@theallaboutnothing.com, or you can call our number and leave a message. Dial 803-672-0533. If the time between these episodes is more than you can handle, check out our sister shows. What the Pod Was That with Carrie, Zach, and myself. Welcome to Wonderland with Ami. Politically Speaking with Erica, Kirsten, and Emily. And Black, White, and Blue in the South with Dr. Jamil Brooks and Bill Kimmler. Please subscribe and share this show. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe and punch that notification bell. Thank you for listening and hear us next week. Get ready, Columbia. Soda City Comic Con 2025 is turning up the heat this summer. It all goes down August 23rd and 24th at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center, and the guest lineup is already packed with fan favorites. Let's start with Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah.
Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica and Bo-Katan Kreese from The Mandalorian and Clone Wars. She's a sci-fi icon and one of the coolest people to ever wield a blaster. Then there's John Heder. The man, the myth, the Napoleon Dynamite. From Blades of Glory to Surf's Up and everything awkwardly hilarious in between, he's bringing the signature charm to Soda City. And rounding it out, we've got Caitlin Robrock, the incredible voice of Minnie Mouse in Mickey Mouse Funhouse, Minnie's Bowtie Tunes, and many more. She's also voiced characters in Agrisuco, Amphibia, and Mr. Pickles. A true animation powerhouse. They'll all be there, signing autographs, taking selfies, and meeting fans all weekend long. And this is just the beginning. Even more celebrity guests are being announced. So keep checking SodaCityComicCon.com for the latest updates, guest lists, ticket info, and VIP perks. Make your summer unforgettable. Grab those tickets and come celebrate all things pop culture at Soda City Comic Con. The preceding podcast is a product of Big Media, LLC, and is copyright 2025, all rights reserved.